My name is Wilkinson Wright, and I'm a grandnephew of Wilbur and Orville Wright. Wilbur and Orville designed, developed, and built the world's first airplane. The Wrights' interest in aviation went back, really, to their childhood, when their father came home from a trip one day and walked into the room, and he clasped something in his hands and he suddenly let it go. And it was a little Pano helicopter, and it fluttered up in the air, and then it fluttered around the room and then finally landed. Well, they played with it till it literally fell apart. In 1896, they read about the death of Otto Lilienthal. He was a German scientist and engineer. He was the world's first hang glider, but he was killed one day when he lost control of his glider and fell to the ground and was fatally injured. And they started then going to the library and reading everything that they could read about flights and attempts to fly. So in 1900, they built a glider, and they took it to Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, because they were told that there was soft sand there, there were steady winds, and not many people. They didn't want a whole lot of publicity or attention. And they followed Lilienthal's aerodynamic figures and so on, and they found they didn't work. So finally they built a wind tunnel, and in that they put these little miniature wing forms. For the first time they developed some really scientific aerodynamic data and decided they were ready for powered flight. They tried to find a lightweight engine, couldn't. So they built their own. The first airplane flew four times on December 17th, 1903, in Kitty Hawk. And then while they were standing there discussing the matter after the fourth flight, a gust of wind picked it up and rolled it over and destroyed part of it. So they packed up and came back to Dayton. Then they did some reconstruction. They made the undercarriage much heavier and sturdier. They made the rudder larger in area and moved it further back. And as soon as they made those changes in 1905, they started having considerably better success. Finally, on October 4th, Orville made a flight of 33 minutes. The next day, Wilbur made a flight of over 39 minutes and landed only when he ran out of gas. So they knew that at last they had developed a practical airplane. Pretty astonishing from two young men who came from a modest family background. Their mother was a remarkable lady. She had Orville's got his shyness from her. She was tongue-tied in public. But she was also a very good mathematician and a good mechanic, and she could fix anything or build anything. And those skills apparently got passed along to them. So they were very fortunate in their parents, the type of home that they provided.